愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天这一节用马太第九章跟大家一起来学习宣讲天国的福音。
I would like to use Matthew chapter 9 as a mutual encouragement about preach the gospel of the kingdom.
我去过 Cerritos 教会然后我就想到 Ontario 教会。
I've been to Cerritos Church, and when I visited, I thought of Ontario Church.
我们知道 Cerritos 教会用一笔可观的钱盖的会堂跟餐厅。
We know that Cerritos Church spent quite a big amount of money to build their own chapel and their kitchen.
这真的是信心所做的功夫。
This is a work of the faith.
但是 Ontario 教会用另外一种方式有这么美好的会堂。
And Ontario Church has uses another method to have a wonderful chapel.
这个也是信心所做的功夫。
And this is also the work of the faith.
所以我们用很好的价钱买了这个会堂。
We purchased this chapel with a certainly fair amount of money.
神用不同的方式来成全我们的信心。
God uses different methods to fulfill our faith.
如果我们这个教会很短暂的，我们回溯到过去的历史。
If we think about the history of True Jesus Church,
1970年代我们只有 El Monte 教会。
Back in 1970, there was only El Monte Church.
其实 El Monte 教会我们如果看在政府里面注册的名字叫做真耶稣教会南加州教会。
And if we look at the registration with the government, El Monte Church was registered as the True Jesus Church in Southern California.
因为那时候只有一个教会叫南加州教会。
Because there was only one church, and it was called the Church of the Southern California.
那1982年买的园林教会。
1982, we purchased Garden Grove Church.
那个时候他们就在讨论。是要全部搬到园林教呢，还是要分
？At the time, we were having a discussion whether to move the entire church to Garden Grove or should we just branch out？
所以有一部分信徒就觉得在这边留下原来的会堂也是好的。
So some members thought it's good to obtain retain the original chapel。
有一阵子这个 El Monte 教会我记得我曾经领会过。
I remember I had given out sermon in a Monte Church.
礼拜五晚上聚会八个人。
On Friday night, it was only eight members.
领会的一个，翻译的一个。
There was one for giving out the sermon, and there was one interpreter.
司琴的一个，接待一个。
And there was one usher and one pianist.
那剩下四个人坐在下面。
And the rest of the four sitting in the audience.
那个是教会最低点的。
That's the lowest time of our church.
但是感谢神到1997年。
But thank God, up till 1997.
我们就买了伯恩教会。
We purchased the chapel in Bowling Park.
那为什么会买伯恩教会
？Why did we purchase Bowling Park Church？
就是因为 El Monte 教会做不下去。
That was the reason was because El Monte Church could no longer fit our members.
那怎么去晚？趁着礼拜晚上曾经有八个人聚会那一段时间以后做不下去。
We used to have only eight members in our church, but after a period of time, we can no longer fit in that chapel anymore.
有一个领会的人说，今天外面很冷，里面比外面更冷。
There was one sermon speaker that was joking.That it's cold outside, but it seems it's colder inside the chapel.
所以那个时候有几个信徒就开始发动我们私下来为教会祷告。
So some churches started a prayer.
真的祷告很有功效。
And the prayer was effective.
以后聚会人就越来越多。
There became more and more people coming to church.
那后来 El Monte 教会就坐不下去。
And to the point that we no longer could fit in the chapel.
那坐不下去就宗教教育就在外面树下搭帐篷。
So our religious education built a tent in the backyard.
那搭帐篷还住不下去啊，所以就在后面买了一个房子。
And that backyard or under the tree was no longer enough for the students, so we purchased the house behind the chapel.
因为教会人数一直在增加。
Because the number of members kept on increasing.
那后来大家就想，那现在应该是要搬教会了。
So we thought maybe we should move the church.
所以那个时候教会职务会信徒大会其实也有决定啊，搬教会就是在605往西啊。
So at the time, through the discussion with the council and the congregation, we have decided to move the church to the west of Freeway 605.
但是感谢神啊，他们没有把这个当作一个界限，不能超过去。
But thank God, we did not set it as a boundary that we cannot exceed.
然后来就看到伯恩教会非常适用。
And then we saw Bolton Park Church location that was suitable for us.
那开始在信徒大会的时候。
So during the congregation meeting,
是差两票没有通过。
There was only two votes were a lack of two votes to approve.
那有的信徒就怪那个反对的人，你为什么投反对的票？
So some members started complaining against those who voted no.
但是万事互相效力。
But all things work in its place.
过了几个月，那个会堂卖不出去，所以那个原来的会堂啊就。减价减了不少。
Several months after, the chapel was still there for sale, and they reduced the price.
那有一个弟兄回去看，会堂还在，就问说，是不是还继续出卖会堂
？And one of the members went around the church, and they saw the church was still there, and they asked if the church was still up for sale.
他说，刚刚有人快要签约了。
And they said there was somebody who is about to go into the contract.
那后来我们就用那个价钱买的伯恩教会啊，比原来哈信徒大会没有通过还少了不少钱。
And at the end, we purchased the chapel much less than the original listing price.
所以教会成长的过程啊，真的需要不断祷告，神一直在带领。
So through prayer, God continuously to guide the progress of growth of the church.
但是过了一段时间呢，伯恩教会我们就知道做不下去了。
And after a period of time, Bolton Park Church no longer fit all the members.
然后做不下去就分了，就分现在我们 Ontario 教会。
And we decided to branch out to Ontario Church.
那为什么信徒会一直增加？
Why does the number of members keep on increasing?
我们就看有三个原因。
There are three reasons.
第一个原因就是从外面搬进来的。
And the first reason is the outsiders who move here.
大概从国外来移民第一站，很多都选择南加州。
The immigrants usually choose Southern California as their first stop in the States.
那第二个原因就是自己生的。
And second reason is the reproduction of our own members.
那第三个就是慕道朋友。
And third reason is the truth seekers.
所以我们也知道，我们教会有一阵子每一年受洗都很多的人。
We know for a period of time, Bolton Park Church had many members being baptized into the church.
这个确实是我们的榜样，可以效法。
This is definitely our role model and example that we should imitate.
所以圣经里面说，信道是从听道来的。
So the Bible tells us that we believe in the words and we believe because we listen.
那听道是从传道来的。
And we listen because there is a preach.
所以如果有人传道，教会就有更多慕道朋友。
If someone preaches, then there will be more truth seekers to the church.
那有慕道朋友，大家帮助祷告，神在做工，他就有可能会体验神，就会受洗。
And if we pray for the truth seekers with the work of God, there is a possibility that the truth seekers will become baptized.
所以我们很希望有一天我们 Ontario 教会做不下去。
So I hope that one day we can no longer fit all the members in Ontario Chapel.
那我们可能又可以再 branch out 再往东边去了。
And maybe we'll branch out further to the east.
那如果这一天要越早来到，我们这每一个人要传道理。
If we want this day to come sooner, we need to preach.
好，我们现在看马太福音的第九章。
Let's all turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 9.
好，马太福音的第九章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 9.
第九章的三十五节
Verse 35。
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
Verse 35。 Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
这里讲主耶稣宣讲天国的福音。
Here it tells us that Jesus Christ taught in their synagogues.
他不只是讲福音哦，他是讲天国的福音。
Preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
那这样的话，我们就知道这个天国的福音太重要了。
Because of this, we know that the gospel of the kingdom is so important.
你看旧约时代神给律法，希伯来书里面说是差遣天使。
And in the Old Testament times, there was the law, and that law was sent by the angels.
但是新约时代是神亲自成为人来传福音。
But in New Testament, God became man in flesh and preached the gospel.
所以这个福音呢是更宝贵。
So this gospel is even more precious.
神成为人来传福音。
God became man in flesh to preach the gospel.
福音就是好消息啊。
And the gospel is good news.
有时候我们常常觉得我们真的是算不了什么。
Sometimes we think we're so tiny.
实际上多我一个也没有多什么。
It doesn't matter if I exist in this world or not.
少我一个也没有少什么。
If I'm not in this world, it doesn't matter.
本来就是这样嘛。
And that's true.
所以以赛亚书说我们是尘土。
And so the Bible tells us that we're dust.
我们是微尘。
We're a tiny dust.
你有没有看到微尘？没有。
Do you see the particle in the air?
那有没有微尘？当然有。
You don't see it, but is there a particles? Yes, there is.
但是为什么看不到？太小了。
But why can you not see it? Because they are too tiny.
那虽然我们是微尘但是我们也可以借着传福音做一个很重要的改变。
Although we are tiny particles in the air, we can still preach and make a important change.
所以福音会带给很大的改变。
So the gospel will bring us change.
因此在《使徒行传》里面保罗去传福音那有的人说他是搅动天下，我看看英文他怎么写呢 ？Turn the world upside down， 就是把这个世界upside down 翻过来。
In the book of Acts, Paul went out to preach the gospel, and what the Bible describes is that Paul stirred up the world upside down.
为什么保罗可能带这么大的改变？
Why did Paul was able to bring such a big change?
不是因为他是法利赛人。
It wasn't because he was a Pharisee.
不是因为他是加玛列门下受教的。
Because it's not because he had a very famous teacher.
不是因为他是公会的议员。
It's not because he was one of the council members.
是因为他所传的福音。
But it's because of the gospel that he preached.
福音是神的大能。
The gospel is the mighty power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
That is to save everyone who believes.
所以当一个人愿意接受福音，这个大能就进去。
So when a person is accepting the gospel, the power come upon them.
使他脱离罪恶。
So that they are saved from sin.
使他脱离魔鬼。
They are saved from the devil.
使他脱离死亡。
They are saved from death.
进入光明里面。
And enter into the brightness.
使他进入永生的盼望里面。
And enter into the eternal hope of salvation.
那福音带给人整个观念的改变。
And the gospel bring a change to the concept of man.
从以人为本变成以神为本。
That meant to be the foundation of But it changed to be God to be the foundation.
所以保罗一走过的地方，人说这个是把世界倒翻转过来。
So where Paul had been to, he stirred up the world upside down.
那是路行者还有在描写哦，说保罗传福音呢、啊，这个人好像瘟疫一样。
And the book of Acts also tells us that when Paul was preaching the gospel, as if it was a plague.
我们知道这三年呢、啊，这个疫情我们就知道瘟疫神影响力很大。
We know the pandemic throughout the past 3 years, there is a great effect.
整个地方关了两三年。
The entire country was shut down for 2-3 years.
所以对那个反对他的人讲，他当然用不好的话来形容，哎，保罗像瘟疫。
So for those who went against him, of course, they said they are like a plague.
但是对正面来讲哦。
But positively speaking,
就是保罗传的福音呢，啊，好像瘟疫一样。
The gospel that Paul preached is like the plague.
带来很大的改变。
It brought a big changes.
所以今天我们如果懂得传福音。
So if I know how to preach the gospel,
有时候不是带给像保罗影响这么大了，会带给一个人呢、啊，把他 turn upside down 哦，就这个人完全改变了。
Sometimes we can bring a person upside down, and that person is entirely changed.
这个真的是一个很大的改变。
This is a great change.
好，那传福音啊，当第一个就是改变接受福音的人。
And of course, the first thing to change is to change those who accept the gospel.
好，我们看罗马书十四章。
Let's all turn to the book of Romans, chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
Verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这个传福音啊，就是传神的国。
Preaching the gospel is to preach the kingdom of God.
就是让神来做他的王。
That means to have God be the king of his kingdom.
让神来充满在他的心。
In that the God can be filled within his heart.
那这个结果就带给人公义、平安、喜乐。
And the result is to bring righteousness and peace and joy.
所以有时候你看一个人哦，有时候是我们朋友，有时候我们的邻居，有时候我们的亲戚，活得很不快乐。
Sometimes we see the people surrounding us not being so joyful.
活得很不快乐不一定他没有钱，有的钱很多。
They are not happy or not joyful, not because they are not poor. They are poor.
有的不是他没有教育，他教育很高。
It's not because they are not educated. They might be highly educated.
越有钱越有教育又活得不快乐，你就发现无路可走了。
If you are highly educated and you are wealthy, there's no way that you can continue to go on.
但是当我传福音给他，
But when we preach the gospel to him,
他得到福音以后，
And when he received the whole the gospel,
过了一段时间我们再去拜访他，
And after a period of time, we went to visit him again,
你会发现改变很大。
You'll see there's a great change in that person.
有的抽烟戒掉了。
Sometimes people smoke and they quit the smoking.
有的赌博戒掉了。
Sometimes people gamble and they quit their gambling.
有的夫妻会吵架，现在不会吵架了。
Sometimes couples fight and they no longer fight.
这个叫做公义，一切都是对的。
And this is called righteousness because everything is right.
以前是不对啊，现在福音改变了，它变成对的。
Formerly it wasn't right, but everything was changed and turned to right.
那有公义，接下去就有神同在，就有平安。
When there is righteousness in you, there is peace that comes after.
那有神同在，就有喜乐。
With the guidance of God, there is the joy.
所以我们虽然算不了什么，因为传福音会让一个人改变很大。
Although we're tiny, but through preaching the gospel, we can change a person.
好，我们现在再来看，路加福音第四章。
Let's all turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10.
路加福音的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
第四章的十八节。
Verse 18.
主的灵在我身上。因为他用膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
Verse
九节。
19。
报告神悦纳人的禧年。这里啊，主耶稣在传福音， 他打开以赛亚书。
Here, Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel of the book of Isaiah.
原来主耶稣要做的事情，在以赛亚书都有很多预告预言。
What Lord Jesus was to do was already prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
他说传福音给贫穷的人。
He told him to preach the gospel to the poor.
所以主耶稣曾经讲哦。
So Jesus ever said.
虚心的人有福了。
Those who are humble-hearted.
这个虚心哦，英文叫 poor in spirit， 就是里面很贫穷了。
Those who are poor in spirit。
所以这个贫穷不一定是指的肉体的贫穷。
This poorness doesn't necessarily mean the materialistic poor。
神不会偏待人哦，因为你很富足，所以神就不要你。
God does not show partiality because you are wealthy, he treats you differently.
神也不会说，因为你很贫穷，所以神就不要你。
And not because God will not treat you differently because you are poor.
不论贫穷或富足，如果他是心灵贫穷的，那天国就是他的。
Regardless if you are rich or poor, if you are poor in spirit, then the kingdom of heaven is yours.
所以这讲要传福音给贫穷人。
So it tells us here to preach to the poor.
那一般来讲哦，生活越困难的人呢，心灵越贫穷。
Generally speaking, the poor you are materially, the more poor in heart you are.
生活越富足的，他心灵越难接受福音。一般呢，不是每个人。
越难接受福音。
生活越束缚越富足的啊，他的心呢越没有贫穷。
So when you are rich in material, then you have no poorness in your heart.
因为他很多世俗的娱乐，他有很多名利，什么都有，他怎么会觉得贫穷？
Because there are too many entertainments in their status and reputation in your life. How are you poor?
所以看起来他很有福气，但是实际上他很没有福气。
So it seems like they are blessed, but actually they don't have the blessing.
因为内心装满世界的东西，那最宝贵的福音进不去。
Because their heart is filled with the secular things, and the gospel cannot enter their heart.
所以我们如果传福音要找贫穷的人。
So when we preach the gospel, we need to preach to the poor.
好，那下面呢，被掳的得释放。
And it continued to say that. That proclaim liberty to the captives.
这个被掳者被罪所俘虏。
Those captives by sin.
罪是一种权势。
A sin is a power.
罪会控制人。
And the sin can control a person.
那罪借着坏的习惯、坏的个性会控制人。
And through bad habits, the sin controls a person.
但是啊。如果一个人得到福音，
But when a person received the gospel,
神的能力会他从罪里面解脱。
The power of God will release that person from sin.
我们曾经有一个信徒啊，他喜欢赌博。
There was a brother who liked to gamble.
怎么戒都戒不掉。
And he couldn't quit gambling.
我们知道啊，赌博会倾家荡产。
We know gamble might bring you poverty.
后来来信耶稣啊。
And he came to believe in God.
很奇妙，赌博就戒掉了。
And miraculously, he quit his gamble.
为什么戒掉？
How did he do it?
因为受被掳的得释放。
Because he was released from sin.
那我们就知道哦，福音真的可以救一个人。
So we know that the gospel can save a person.
让被掳的得释放。
So that we can proclaim liberty to the captives.
那下面啊，瞎眼的得看见。
And continue on recovery of the sight of to the blind.
这个瞎眼啊，当然也可以指肉眼瞎的。
Those who are blind can also mean that their physical eyes are blind.
但是更重要是灵眼瞎了。
But more importantly, the blindness in spirit.
好，我们现在来看《使徒行传》的二十六章。
So turn to the book of Acts, chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
The book of Acts, chapter 26.
十八节。
verse 18.
26章18节.
Chapter 26, verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去, 叫他们眼睛得开。
I sent you over there so that their eyes can be opened.
保罗被派到外邦人去。
And Paul was sent to other places.
这叫外邦人眼睛得开。
So that their eyes can be opened.
那什么叫做眼睛得开?
What does it mean that their eyes are opened?
就是传福音。
Meaning that they are preaching the gospel.
那如果神开他的心, 他听得懂, 他眼睛就开了。
And if their eyes are opened, they understand. If they understand, their eyes are opened.
那眼睛一开以后, 我们才发现, 哦, 得救这么重要啊。
And once their eyes are open, they realize how important the salvation is.
因为得救是从黑暗归向光明。
Because salvation is to turn from darkness to light.
黑暗是什么?
What is darkness?
黑暗就是死。
Darkness is death.
光明是什么?
What is light?
光明就是生命。
Light is life.
所以福音是关乎人的生死问题。
So the gospel is in regards to the life and death issue.
黑暗是罪。
Darkness is sin.
光明就是公义。
Light is righteousness.
所以福音很重要。
So the gospel is very important.
再来, 从撒旦的权下归向神。
And next, from the power of Satan to God.
这里特别讲哦, 权, 撒旦有权的。
From the power of Satan, Satan has power.
你怎么知道撒旦有权?
How do you know Satan has power?
你看现在的年轻人哦, 赌博, 赌到晚上不要睡觉, 赌到天亮。
If you look at the people nowadays,
不是赌博啊, 上去玩 game。
If you look at the people nowadays, they play games until it turns light.
魔鬼借那个在控制人啊。
Because the power of Satan is controlling people.
所以这个权你没有办法, 因为背后是撒旦。
You can't resist this power because behind the power it was Satan.
更可贵的是什么? 更可怕的是什么?
But what is more terrifying?
撒旦借着文化在控制人。
Is that Satan through the culture is controlling people.
脱不掉了。
And you cannot resist from it.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's all turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们使在过犯罪恶中，他叫你们活过来。第二节。
2.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。你看哦，这里讲哦，那时啊，就是还没有信耶稣以前。
It says, at that time, according to that course of that world, that's before you believe in Christ.
那第一节说，死在过犯罪恶之中。
Verse 1, it also says, who are dead in trespasses and sins.
那随从今世的风俗, 这是什么? 就是世界的文化潮流。
And walking according to the course of this world, which means the culture of the world.
所以文化潮流好像一阵风啊, 很大, 一吹, 全部都倒了。
The train of this world is like wind, and when it blows, everyone falls.
倒在罪里面。
They fall in sin.
你抬不起来。
And you are not able to stand up.
那, 空中掌权者的首领就是在悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
And the prince of the power of the air is the spirit in the sons of disobedience.
所以我们看现在的文化强调什么?
What is our culture emphasized on right now?
这是你的权利。
This is your right.
这是你的自由。
This is your freedom.
你要去做。
You need to do it.
你想做你就做。
Whatever you want to do, you can do it.
这个是 背后是魔鬼啊，
and behind this is Satan.
你看夏娃, 神叫亚当, 你不可以吃哦, 你吃了这个, 必定死。
God told Adam not to eat, and
夏娃要做他自己嘛, 做他自己就我想吃就吃吧。
And Eve wanted to be herself, and when she be herself, she ate the fruit.
那吃了就死了。
And because she ate it, she died.
那现在 这个文化在影响我们。
Now the culture is affecting us.
所以第二章的第三节。
So verse 3 in chapter 2.
我们从前他们中放纵肉体的私欲。
It tells us here, among whom also we all once conduct ourselves in the lust of our flesh.
所以世界是讲放纵的，你要什么尽量去做。
The world is telling us to conduct ourselves in the lust, whatever you want to do, you do it.
对的，随着心中喜好去行，但是呢，结果是可怒之子。
And you fulfill the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and you were by nature children of wrath.
所以不要想撒旦看不见，撒旦借着文化在控制人。
Let's not think that we cannot see Satan, but Satan through the culture is controlling us.
那我们今天从撒旦得到自由，从撒旦的权势得到自由。
So through the power of Satan, we receive ourselves, we receive the freedom.
我说新耶稣很自由，我不需要去赌博，我活得很好，好好的。
But through believing in Christ, we have the freedom not to gamble.
我不需要去恨人，我活得很好了。
I have a good life. I don't need to hate people.
这是另外一种自由啊。
And this is another type of freedom.
所以，《使徒行传》的26章讲从撒旦的权下归向神，不要讲那个杀人的才是在撒旦的权下。
So in Acts chapter 26, it tells us that that we
不是杀人的才在撒旦的权下。
Not only those murderers are under the power of Satan.
同性恋。
Homosexuality.
变性。
Or transgenders.
同性结婚。
And sin gender marriage.
这个都是文化的潮流，背后都是魔鬼的工作。
And all these things behind the trend of the world is the power of Satan.
所以福音让我们能够撒旦的权下归向神。
So gospel can turn us from the power of Satan to God.
归向爱子的国度。
That we can turn to the kingdom of the Son.
来享受主里面的平安跟自由。
So that we can receive and enjoy the freedom and love.
那下面又因信我得蒙赦罪。
And continue on, it says that they may receive forgiveness of sins.
生病真的很难过。
It is a terrible feeling to be sick.
但活在罪里面也很难过。
But to live in sin, it's even worse.
那我们得到福音，从罪得到释放，洗礼起来真的很平安，因为那个担子没有了。
If we receive the gospel and we receive the baptism, the burden of sin is released.
这个都是钱买不到的，所以这个叫做福音了。
All these cannot be purchased by money because this is called the gospel.
那跟一切成圣的同得基业。
An inheritance among those who are sanctified.
我们不但可以上天国，而且天国有产业。
Not only that we can enter into the heavenly kingdom, but there is inheritance.
有公义的冠冕。
There is the crown of righteousness.
所以当我们传福音带给别人的改变哦，真的是太大了。
So the change that we that a person go through when receiving the gospel is great.
因此虽然我们算不了什么。
So although we're tiny,
我们却可以带给别人极大的改变。
We can bring great changes to others.
就是借着传福音。
And that is through preaching the gospel.
那这个传福音呢，不只是改变别人。
And preaching the gospel not only change other people.
传福音可以改变教会。
Preaching the gospel can change the church.
像我们当传道有时候到处去。
We as preachers, we go to different places.
每去到一个地方我就开始想。
When we go to a place, we start thinking.
有的地方你一去一半以上都不认识。
There are some places that you go and half of the people don't recognize you.
那第一个感觉什么？
What is the first feeling that you have?
感谢主。
I feel thank God.
为什么？
Why?
因为一半以上都不认识，表示那个都是出信或者外地搬来的。
Because the 50% who don't recognize me, meaning that they're new members.
这是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
这是信徒传福音的结果。
This is the result of preaching the gospel by the members.
但是有时候我们到一个地方去
And sometimes when we go to some other places.
所有信徒大部分都认识。
And we know every member there.
这个也感谢神。
And we still thank God.
为什么？
Why?
没有流失。
Because there's no lost sheep.
这个也不简单。
This is not easy.
你如果看看十年前受洗，你那个受洗的照片，你来对，还几个在教会。
If you look at the pictures who were baptized from 10 years ago, how many of them are still remaining in church?
所以十年后还在教会，感谢神啊。
Thank God if they still remain in church 10 years after.
但是美中不足的就是，哎，里面怎么没有新人？
But what is lacking is that how come there's no new members?
如果教会有新人，就有更大的活力，看起来很活泼。
If there is more new members, it means that there is the church is living.
所以传福音可以改变教会。
So preaching the gospel can change the church.
这真的是非常重要。
This is very important indeed.
还有，传福音可以改变我们每一个人自己，我们自己。
And preaching the gospels can change every one of us, ourselves.
有时候我们常常去想
So I always think about this.
你如果到达中年然后年纪再大一点。
If you hit mid-age or maybe a little bit older.
有的孩子就要上班了。
Your kids will start to work.
你就开始想，哎，到底我这样活下去？就是一直上班上到死吗
？You start to think, do I just continue to work until the day that I die?
我的人做一个人，他的价值跟意义在哪里
？What is my value being as a human being?
我说有一个弟兄，我就问他说：“哎，你已经退休了，经济也没有困难你为什么要上班
？”I ask a brother that he's already retired and you have no financial issues, why do you still work?
有的答出的得出来，有的答不出来。
Some members can answer, but some can't.
因为没事情做所以上班就有一个事情做。
Some of them said, I have nothing to do, I might as well just work.
所以人一旦到中年再高一点工作上你找不到意义跟价值。
So once you hit mid-age or even a little bit older than that, you find no meaning in working.
但是现在就把生活的目标往上提升，有一个更高的意义。
So you can elevate the goal of your life to a higher standard.
那更高的一个意义是什么
？What is the higher meaning of your life?
更高的目的就是传福音。
What is the higher goal of your life? That is to preach the gospel.
然后我们看到，我们传福音一个人信主。
When we preach the gospel and a person comes to baptize,
这真的是很喜乐。
It is very joyful.
很满足。
It's very satisfying.
那这个就是我们活着的目的。
And that is the goal of living.
我们用主耶稣的爱去爱别人，传福音给他。
We use the love from Jesus Christ to love others and preach the gospel to them.
那有时候我们虽然还没有退休年轻也一样，你到公司上班，难道那个工作就？全部都是世俗没有价值吗
？And sometimes when we are still young and we work, is there no value in your work?
只有教会的圣工叫圣工，其他以外都是俗的吗
？Only the work from church is called the priority, and everything else is secular.
从圣经里面不是这样讲
It's not what it says in the Bible.
所以哥罗西书里面如果我们看哥罗西书
，If we look at the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章
Colossians chapter
3 23节
Verse
23无论你们做什么要从心里给主做不是给人做的24节
24
因为知道你们从主那里必要得基业为赏赐所以这如果我们在上班好像给主做的让神的名得到荣耀这个也会得天上的赏赐
If we work and we are able to glorify the Lord from our work, this is also to gain inheritance.
那第二个可以让我们的上班更有意义，就是借着我们的工作有机会多认识一些人，传福音给他。
And the second value to work is through our work, we get to know more people, and through knowing more people, we can preach the gospel.
那这个上班就变成很有意义了。
And that work becomes meaningful.
所以传福音会让我们的生活有意义、有价值。
So preaching the gospel makes our life valuable.
所以我们要传天国的福音。
Therefore, we need to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
第一个，它会改变接受福音的人。
So first, the gospel will change those who receive the gospel.
第二个，它会改变教会。
Secondly, the gospel will change the church.
第三个，它会改变我们自己。
Thirdly, the gospel will change ourselves.
这是值得我们去做的。
This is worth for our time to do.
一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.